It's 8:12. Tell me something good about Connecticut. It's brought to you by Vernon Manor.
All right. We've talked before about the big jump in manufacturing employment in 2017. Well, guess what? Looks like that trend is continuing this year. We know Pratt & Whitney and Electric Boat are hiring. So are a lot of smaller and mid-sized companies, too. We want to tell you about two examples. One is called Connecticut Plastics, and they're in Wallingford. They make plastic components for the life sciences industry. And they're moving from a 20,000-square-foot facility into a 50,000-square-foot building. And according to their production manager, they've been hiring at a pretty steady rate for the last 6 months. They plan on hiring more people for the new factory. The other example we want to talk about today is right in Southington. That is where Economy Spring is moving into a new, larger factory. They make engineered springs, machine parts, and other precision components. Right now, their facility is 216,000 square feet, but their new plant is going to be more than twice as big, and the state is supporting their move. The Economy Spring agreed to create 100 new jobs in addition to retaining their 280 jobs. Businesses are growing in here, right
moving
here.
Moving on up.
That's right. That's great news for all of us. Now, speaking of great news, did you know there's a new film festival coming to Connecticut?
Yeah, did not know this.
Or that state parks are now free to Connecticut residents with a valid state license plate, or that Connecticut's dining scene is booming with hot spots. Did you know any of that, guys? I'm going to tell you about it. It's time for me to get you up to speed. Last week, it was announced that Mystic would be opening a new annual film festival called the Mystic Film Festival. It's going to showcase more than 25 independent feature length and short films from all around the world over the course of 3 days and four nights. This year's festival is scheduled for October 18th through the 21st. And recently announced was the Connecticut Passport to Parks program. This allows Connecticut residents who have valid state license plates to access all 110 state parks free. The new program also restores other services through the state park system, including campground locations and hours. And lastly, there are tons of new restaurants for you to explore in Connecticut, including Noodle House in Orange, I'm in, Roost in Darien, and Flora in West Hartford, just to name a few. Now, February is over.
February, yes.
So March has begun. February is over. So that prize pack goes to
Tammy Cohn from Agawam was our winner. She's going to enjoy skiing at Ski Sundown and two of the Connecticut Art passports, and as well as the CT swag.
Come pick those up today, Tammy, because the snow's coming. Now, up for grabs for March is two tickets to see The Fantastics or Love Quest. It's your choice, either or, at the Ivoryton Playhouse, which is located in Essex on the banks of the Connecticut Rivers. It's one of America's leading summer show places, and Katharine Hepburn and Marlon Brando have both performed there. So it's a pretty outstanding place to see a show. So that, along with a $25 gift certificate to Artisan in West Hartford, located on the ground floor of the Delamar in West Hartford's Hotel and Spa. It offers New England-inspired American cuisine, and that is up for grabs for you. Also, you're going to get Connecticut Still Revolutionary swag, including a branded tote bag. Go to WRCH.com and click on Contest to enter.